Betsy Pardora of the Short North Alliance says the moratorium will give a working group comprised of businesses and civic groups a chance to come up with solutions.
The legislation before you this evening requesting a moratorium on the creation of or expansion of parking permit areas is one of the recommendations from our work group. And the intent is to have this moratorium in place only so long as necessary to facilitate further recommendations.
Another member of the group, Chet Ridenour of the Short North Civic Association, says parking permit districts have become a problem.
Just this year, there's been about a dozen new permit petition inquiries into the city. For reference, one new permit area that went into effect early this year spawned five new petition inquiries in the immediately surrounding areas. You can imagine how that could lead to a domino effect that can send our entire neighborhood to permit parking only. I've spoken with many of these residents that are submitting petitions, and they're not always looking at the bigger picture. They don't always see the need for parking for businesses, for employees, for visitors. They haven't been open to modifying those petitions where appropriate.
Ridenour says a city-funded study of the issue will begin in October. The study will examine the possibility of creating a universal parking permit system for residents in those areas and how to make parking more accessible to visitors. The city accepts a permit application if 60% of residents on a particular street want to restrict parking. No one spoke against the moratorium at last night's council meeting. The moratorium takes effect next month.